Heidi and Frank, dude.
That's right.
Heidi and Frank are back
on 85.5 KLOS.
Heidi and Frank show. About 4 minutes away from the giveaway for the Knott's Soak City Water Park. That's what we're giving away for this week, 7:40 and 8:40. So we're about 3 and a couple seconds away. 3 minutes, couple seconds.
You know.
Mm-hmm. Away from that four-pack. Well, I guess I could read some of their observations about our observations through text. 818-955-2955 says, you know, Heidi is saying how she did a surprise visit to Oregon to see her wife, and not once did she say if her wife was pleased that she did that.
Well, yes, she was pleased. She was surprised later than I thought because I had flight delays. I wasn't there very long. It was a whirlwind of a weekend, but it was exciting because, like I said, I've been wifey. I'm a good wifey, but I haven't been that great of a girlfriend, and I have forgotten that. And I'm going to be better about that.
But
and
your wife was happy? Because I was thinking the same thing. It's like you didn't go into, you know, surprise. And she's like, what are you doing here? And then all of a sudden, whatever plans that she had over the weekend had to be changed now because Heidi showed up. Yeah.
Well, that is true.
Mm-hmm. Call off the side piece.
Which sucks. Yeah, it's like,
Jakey!
She had a wonderful picnic planned next to a lake with the new girl. And now, ruined because Heidi showed up.
She'll have to do that next weekend when I'm not going to be there.
Yeah, she already had the picnic. She's like, wait a second. You already had this picnic packed?
I was hoping. I felt like.
How'd you know I was coming?
Yeah.
We're just soulmates, and I knew.
You're just so connected.
I knew you would be here.
Yeah.
It seems like something you would do. Just try to surprise me.
I'm going to be more of a girlfriend. I've dropped the ball on that big time.
So that means you flew up there and you had a crazy sex weekend? Because that's what girlfriend would do. Don't just show up as a wife and bitch.
No, I didn't. That's what I said.
My God, I had so many layovers. I got to leave at 6 in the morning tomorrow. Why'd I even come?
Yeah.
Well, that was going on in my head. But that was the wife monologue that I had going on in my head. But the girlfriend was like, even if I just get 5 minutes... That's all I care. Even 5 minutes is better than no.
You should have just got to the house, got to the cabin or whatever it is, had sex with her and left, and then flew back.
That's a real good girlfriend.
I mean, just a real in and out.
Yeah.
I mean, really.
Uh-huh. I like lickety split, if you will.
Oh, in this case, yes. In this case, way better analogy.
You go, and then you turn them around and you go, deuces, I'm out.
All right.
Bye.
We'll see about a minute. All right. We got.
There's another VIP moment.
Krista saying, lawyers have been doing cocaine for years. My husband used to sell cocaine to all the lawyers at his law firm. So as far as doing drugs, cocaine, got to get that work done.
Wow. Well, I mean,
late nights. 562 said about your probiotic exploding after you shook it up, says that happened to me with the probiotic drink. It was expired and fermented.
Oh,
that's why it had the bubbles inside, because it had fermented the
well. I will say it really freaked me out because it was the ginger turmeric one, and ginger can really burn, and so now you've got the burn of the ginger and the carbonation, and then
and
I
the
thought
sweetness of Marianne.
And I thought, oh my God, what if something has gone bad with this? Because I didn't know there were carbonated probiotics. And my lips were burning.
Something had gone bad. It was fermented. But.
Oh. Well, I paid $4 for something that I just immediately threw in the trash can, which is always fun.
Yeah, it's like a equal to your glasses of wine. All right. It is 8:40. 818-955-2955. Be caller 40 for those Knott's Soak City Water Park tickets.
Excellent!
Yeah, the hottest summer drink. I don't know if you had it yet. I have not had one yet. I was going to make some over the weekend. I asked, I was at a party. It was like at a block party. Mm-hmm. I posted a picture of the band, Britney and the B-Sides. They were the one hired to play the street, and they were doing a little Aussie tribute. They start playing Paranoid. And I'm like, so I went over and got a little video, drinking my Coors. And I asked somebody there, because I said, have you had the hottest drink of the summer yet? I don't know if we have what we can make it, but it's called the spaghetti or the NASCAR spritz. Anybody heard of it?
Mm-hmm. No. I'm just trying to think with spaghetti, what you're talking about here. Is it like some sort of Bloody Mary? You're making it with marinara sauce?
It's a bottle of Miller High Life, I guess. Yeah. I guess you pour a bottle of Miller High Life into a glass, topped off with a splash of Aperol and lemon juice. Like the Aperol Spritz is like, it was the big drink.
Yeah.
And what was it, White Lotus? And they were when they were in Sicily, and everyone started drinking Aperol spritzes. When I was over there in Sicily, Aperol spritz was
they go down too easy.
Was the drink to get lots of fun, but yeah, the NASCAR spritz or the spaghetti is a Miller High Life topped with a splash of Aperol and some lemon juice. That's the hottest booze drink of the summer.
Mm.
So get one before before summer's over.
Oh, that would have been great. So you had a block party this weekend?
I went to one. I didn't. Yeah. It's not on my street.
Your neighbor? Oh, you're not your neighborhood.
It's in my neighborhood. It wasn't on my street.
Okay. Because we have one in our neighborhood.
Yeah. Did you have a live band?
No, we didn't have a live band. I mean, we had somebody playing music, but it's, I don't know. I think they're great.
You had a DJ or did you have someone?
No, it's just somebody playing music off their iPhone. Yeah. They miss it every once in a while. Somebody go start the music back up. Like, oh. I forgot. Yeah.
Don't let the drunk guy be the...
My song? Your song suck.
But I think block parties are great because there was a bunch of neighbors that I haven't met. And yeah, I got to know some new neighbors.
I know, me too.
In law enforcement. So I was like, I'm glad to meet you.
It must be nice to not live in an HOA because that doesn't happen.
You can't have a block party?
No, I have to get permission to put a new Buddha in my garden out front. Or my flower bed.
Well, you gotta make sure that they okay that.
And
I'm like,
we have a 5 Buddha limit, and you got 27 Buddhas in the front yard.
Well, I mean, you are a little Buddha crazy, and so as far as like the neighborhood, it's like don't stand out with a bunch of like gnomes. Instead of gnomes, you have Buddhas, and they're everywhere. So you can't have a gnome home, you can't have a Buddha home, you can't have, you know. Bird feeder house.
Well, then
get a wind chime lane. I mean, come on.
Okay, but there is this one house that's like 5 houses down from me that is absolutely hideous.
Really?
Because, no. Well, the house is fine. It's kind of boring and plain. Whatever.
Well, why did you notice it? Yeah, notice it.
Here's why I noticed it. Because they're the family that does. All their landscaping is cactus. That's it. No soft plants. No, like, no bougainvillea. No, just soft kind of green, pretty plants.
Well, I mean, you live in the desert.
No, but it's the entire, so there's no
succulents.
Green grass. It's all rock front, and then the stereotypical, you know, cactus that you see in the desert for cartoons and stuff. Just all over the yard. Just, that's all there is. There's nothing different. It's just cactus.
Maybe a Joshua tree, maybe?
I'm not like a big cactus person anyway. They don't do anything for me. I like succulents.
She's never been into pricks.
I'm just not into pricks, although I am fond of a couple of you.
I like vagina.
You work with a few, though.
She likes vagina. I'm looking at that.
She wants more soft plants and more succulents.
I like them soft and colorful. Something.
Not even a yucca?
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking and like, that's the equivalent to my Buddhas. It's just a yard filled with... Yeah.
Well, you can't say the indigenous plants of the desert shouldn't be allowed in your yard.
But there should be a limit. I mean, I got to take.
They probably
a picture
should.
And show
I
you.
Mean, I think an HOA where you live probably go no grass because we're wasting too much water in the HOA. So it's like everybody's got to go like the gray house that everyone thinks sucks.
Yeah, I'm gonna take a picture.
Rocks and cactus.
I think even you'll agree. You're like that kind of is. It's like you notice it because it's overkill. It's too much of one.
Too many cactus.
Yeah, I'll take a picture of it.
Take a picture of it.
I will.
Mm-hmm. Have you noticed any spiders around your house in the hairy form, the tarantulas?
Ooh.
Because it's...
Are there free-roaming tarantulas?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's almost...
I've never seen one in the wild.
Would you
wild.
Think they're only sold in pet stores?
Yeah.
No, they're free-roaming. It's almost tarantula mating season. Across California, Colorado, Kansas, New Mexico, Texas, tens of thousands of tarantulas will begin crawling out of their burrows in search of females. So look, you'll probably see them now that I've told you under your pillow.
You think they shave for the females?
Yeah. Are they hairy. Like, let me get this over here.
Let me trim it up a little bit.
Got a lot of legs to shave before I go out. Those Brazilian tarantulas are the worst.
Quite the job, yeah.
You know, there's a rumor that Spider-Man actor Tom Holland could be the next James Bond. That's what we need, a 007 who gets carded every time he orders a martini. Yeah. The guy looks so... I just don't think.
No,
he looks way too young.
No.
You know.
Can't go that young.
No. I thought they said they were going to do a woman.
Bond. Jane Bond.
Yeah, that was back when the woke world was in charge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're like, let's do a woman this time. Everybody's trying to, you know, do whatever was.
Hey, nobody's a better spy than
hip
a woman.
And cool at the
it
time.
Should be a woman because we're going to...
Well, there always is, but she's always the villain. Like, she's the love interest or whatever. There's always somebody who's like, always like, yeah, she's going to get in and seduce you.
Uh-huh. Honey pot.
She's a bitch. Yeah, she can't drive the Aston Martin.
Right? Johnny? Come on. It's self-driving. I don't need to drive it.
Yeah, luckily you can park itself while putting out an oil slick. I didn't mention this during birthdays, but Barack Obama turned 64 years old today. That is, if you believe his birth certificate.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
According to Fox News, he'll spend the day drinking baby's blood and writing more fake Epstein files.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. According to Fox News, anyway. All right, let's see. We got a caller 40. Hello, Angel.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Guess what?
What?
Oh, my God.
Why can people not blink
City?
Yes, you got Soak City.
All right, man. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
Soak City Water Park. That's my 844 pack. Those are going to you. What color is your swimsuit?
I'm sorry?
What color is your swimsuit?
Pink.
Is it really?
Good for you.
Mm. No. Dark blue.
Dark blue. Okay.
Well, all right. Well, thank you, Steve.
I think he wants his swimsuit to be pink, and that was the first thing that came out, and I think it should be, especially you got the right skin tone. Go for it.
Uh-huh.
He was just looking just for entertainment value.
I should try it on this
light
show.
Light blue.
I never do that.
Well, thanks. At least he gave us something to talk about. He's like, I got to spruce this up. I'm on the radio. It's pink.
Right? See, we're still
talking
they'll
be like, what? Yeah. Pink? But you're a guy. Yeah, how about a bee? What are you, gay? It'll be funny.
Yeah, then he went the exact opposite. Like, it's really light blue, which is always the baby boy color.
Yeah.
So he's either, he's way gender specific on his bathing suits. He's either light blue or pink.
Oh,
doesn't that
man.
Mean you're gay?
He probably looks like a big baby out there, too. I can just tell by his voice.
Mm-hmm.
Does mac and cheese need to be flavored?
I got a hot take on this.
Stay away from that altogether.
Now you're getting into my
is that a real question?
Real passion.
Meaning, like, it's mac and cheese. Like, do we need to go like with potato chips? We started going off on like different potato chip flavors. Is mac and cheese one of those? That's got, should we make pizza flavored mac and cheese?
No. Here's the thing. If you got good mac and cheese, I'm sort of a purist when it comes to stuff like this because you can get on menus. You'll see it loaded mac and cheese, and it's like.
I don't mind chicken in it.
Bacon. There's lobster. There's bacon. I don't know. I don't know. Sometimes it's too rich, and it's like you can take a bite and go, well, that's fine, but I can't.
Bacon? Bacon in it? Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The loaded mac and cheese.
I do tuna.
Tuna?
Yeah, it's like a tuna melt.
Oh, I try to keep cheese off my tuna. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you like a tuna casserole. Yeah, you're a big tuna casserole kid.
Like a tuna melt. You like a tuna melt. Like you like cheese on your
delicious.
Fish.
No, but the tuna casserole was noodles. So that was the hamburger helper tuna casserole. Uh-huh. Was the noodles.
We used to have that all the time.
Tuna and cheese.
Well, yeah. There was no cheese in tuna noodle casserole. There was no cheese.
No, in general, just tuna's off. Not on your palate.
Any on any?
Really?
No.
Tuna
no.
salad sandwich?
No.
Wait, you don't have tuna in any form?
Tuna sashimi?
Any form? No.
Okay.
Sushi?
What? No.
Oh man.
No.
Really.
No. And surely not in my mac and cheese. Good grief.
Where, did you happen to have like some really bad tuna growing up or something? Like your first experience was like, oh, I'll never eat that again.
No, that would be salmon because my mother liked that. We used to have salmon patties.
So, us too.
What the hell was that?
It was generational.
Salmon patties was a 70s.
Yeah,
basically,
it was ground salmon.
Every meal. I'm not
and
every
you
meal,
mixed
every,
it with
every
saltine
week.
Crackers.
Oh, yeah, every
week, it was a tuna patty or a tuna.
Is that what it was?
Salmon
patty.
Cracker, ground up crackers. Is that what you
Zesta
put in
or
there?
Saltine.
So basically,
Zesta
they
crackers.
Were tuna balls pressed into patties because you used the breadcrumbs cracker. Yep.
Or they put that panko or is it that stuff?
Oh, we weren't fancy for panko. It was Ritz or zest whatever.
Oh no, no hell no.
That anyway, was usually Fridays because, Catholic.
Kraft's coming out with a pizza-flavored mac and cheese. And I was like, do we need it? I don't know if we need it.
I don't think so. I don't think so.
You just throw pepperoni in there if that's what
kids
you
kids will probably like it, but I don't know.
Now, I know that you're kind of against the other flavors of mac and cheese, but what about just the cheese flavors of mac and cheese? Like
the
white
cheddar?
Would have or like a Parmesan?
No.
Or can you do different flavors of...
What about multiple cheese?
A brie mac and cheese?
Hang on a second,
Johnny. Either all the cheeses or just the one, just the standard?
Cheddar. I think that's the standard. Is it cheddar?
Cheddar?
Or is it Velveeta?
Is it cheddar?
No, that's...
I don't even know anymore.
I don't know. I'm officially starving, though.
Since you brought up the salmon patties of old, I mean, I grew up on canned goods as well.
Yeah.
I think in my generation, it's like your mom would buy like canned Chef Boyardee, like SpaghettiOs. Oh, yeah.
Dinty Moore.
I bought a can of spicy, what was it? Spicy sirloin burger, Dinty Moore. The other day, I hadn't had it forever. It's like 50% off the grocery store. So I grabbed me one can. Open that thing up, microwave my. I was like, what the hell are you doing? I'm like, I haven't had this in forever.
So you were like, you had a weird nostalgia craving.
Yeah. And I was like, canned food. But I mean, I remember my mom, like, there was a cupboard that had all the cans in it. Uh-huh. And it's like, yeah, whether it be Chef Boyardee or whatever it might be. I grew up eating canned food.
Yeah. Oh, your soups, all that. Yeah.
Do you remember canned mac and cheese?
No.
Chef Boyardee had a canned mac and cheese.
Oh, God. I'm sure it's delicious.
But was it never was delicious. I just grew up on bad food.
Yeah. We never had a lot of that stuff.
Yeah.
We never had a lot of canned.
I mean,
like
SpaghettiOs sucked.
Oh, it tastes like vomit. Yeah, it absolutely tastes like puke.
But we couldn't wait. I know. Like, mom went to the grocery store and she got SpaghettiOs or those canned raviolis.
I'm not like the biggest fan. I don't know if I'm real sensitive to the aluminum taste, but I don't like eating stuff out of a can.
You don't like a little metallic taste, and someone hasn't got a Red Wings.
Yeah.
Oh, someone has got her Red Wings. Don't you worry about it.
My mom used to like to cook, so like macaroni and cheese for us would be different pasta. It wasn't always that little macaroni.
It wasn't always the elbow pasta.
Like shells. Shells. She'd use shells a lot. I love mac and cheese made out of
shells. So you grew up with a mom that cooked, even though your grandma cooked. That's why you married your wife, because she can cook, and she has huge boobs. Yep. Yeah. It's National Chocolate Chip Cookie
Talk about cans. Canned food. Check out these cans.
I mean, as far as like, you know, keeping somebody around those because they can cook. And I mean, you got to have some other skills if you're just buying canned food. We used to have a lot of canned food back in the day. And I think that was more of like the Cold War era. It's like, better have canned food. What if you got to live at
you
home?
You never know. Just
underground.
In case. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That the pudding snacks in a can.
Oh, yeah.
Fantastic.
Oh, yes.
Snack pack.
You'd lick the lid that was... Probably razor sharp. Parents didn't get lick that lid off here. Don't waste all that pudding.
Oh, that's so funny. Yeah, right. They would never have.
I don't know
today.
If I remember this one, but we had canned whole chickens.
What?
Yeah.
Whole chicken.
The brand Sweet Sue had one. A canned whole chicken.
How big is that thing?
Probably like a big old Hunt's tomato can. Had a whole chicken in it.
Whoa.
Yeah, just all just crammed in there. Oh, no, my thanks. God.
Canned tamales, boiled peanuts, canned brown bread.
Canned tamales.
The canned brown bread, I saw that recently. That's still I think a big
thing
in
the Northeast.
England too. In England they have the
canned pork brains with milk gravy. That's what we grew up on, kids.
Ew.
Why?
Deviled ham with ground up, which was ground up ham spiced and packed in a can.
What did they call that stuff that was the one wrapped in paper? The little cans wrapped in paper. What did they call that?
Cans wrapped in paper?
Red, not Red Devils of Fireworks. Underwood. Is it Underwood?
I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
It's spicy ham in a can. And then the can's wrapped in a little piece
of paper. But spicy ham is Spam. That's how it got its name.
No,
Spam.
The devil spicy ham. That came in a brick, a solid brick. This was like ground up, or it's like it became a spread.
Yeah.
That deviled ham spread. Yeah, yeah. I remember that. Yeah. Oh, delish.
No, not delish. Not delish.
I just grew up with crap food.
Yeah.
So it never really mattered that much to me when I, you know, looked for a woman. I wasn't looking for like someone to cook like mom did.
Because you know what? Your mom was an oncology nurse, so she worked. She was gone.
Yeah, she had other skills.
So she.
So yeah, I was like looking for a woman who worked. You're right. I'm kidding.
I want to marry somebody like dear old mom.
Yeah, who can't cook or work.
Oops.
All right. Well, no, it's all good.
Obviously, she's doing something right.
Obviously, she does. Just look at her and tell.
I can't cook. That's fine. I can't. I'm not going to work. That's fine.
All right. Let's get the traffic on that note.
On that note.
This was just a sample from today's Heidi and Frank show. Become a VIP at HeidiandFrank.com to unlock the show in its entirety, including the video stream during the live morning show, and access the archive to past episodes. You'll also be entered into our monthly VIP giveaways. And remember to follow us on your social media. Just search for the Heidi and Frank show. Thanks for listening.